Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to Stinchfield, brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now more than ever, you should be putting your money into precious metals. With the uncertainty and the economy where it is, gold is the place to be. It's gold you can hold, as they say over at Midas Gold Group. Love these guys. MidasGoldGroup.com. Show is sponsored by them. Please pay them a visit. All right. We got a great show today. Such important topics. Balenciaga, the fashion designer, the high-end fashion designer, caught up in this child exploitation scandal. Does it go deeper than just the pictures you've seen? We actually looked at some of these pictures with a microscope. And what we found in these pictures is even more disturbing. We're going to go through that. Then I want to talk about geofencing. What the heck's geofencing? Well, the FBI is using it to track conservatives, your every movement. And they're throwing a deep, wide dragnet out there. And innocent people are getting caught up in that. We're going to talk about that. And then a message from a freedom fighter in Venezuela. What he has to say and what he is going through and has gone through is, oh boy, it really looks like the United States today and what President Trump is going through with his opposition, literally trying to put President Trump in prison. This gentleman has a message for America, and he did it, and he gave it at the European Parliament. I'm going to play some really telling clips from that. So, but first, let's start the show.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, so by now you've probably heard about Balenciaga, the high-end fashion designer. Look, they make some really cool clothes, some really cool bags, really cool shoes. Some of it's a little wacky, some of it's a little out there. But when I saw this ad talking about out there, this ad of children being exploited, I mean, that's the only way to describe it. A BDSM-style photo. You know, this was one of them for those of you watching on Rumble. And I would urge you, if you're listening in the car on the Apple podcast, you can always watch on Rumble as well. And the photo is of a small kid standing on a bed with a BDSM, basically that's sex teddy bear, with a padlock around its neck. It's disgusting. So Balenciaga now has sued its production company that put together this so-called advertising campaign that is a complete exploitation of children. And they sued him for $25 million. What a joke this is. I watched a speech given by Gloria Steinem. You may remember her. She's a wacky, wild feminist that focused down on the advertising industry going all the way back to the 80s, early 90s. Gloria Steinem, I will never forget. She gave a speech at my college, the great Denison University, which has gone totally woke now as well. But at Denison University, she came and spoke. And I only remember one line from the talk that she gave on that college campus. And she said, there are no mistakes in advertising. She talked about when you see phallic symbols in advertising. Wouldn't that be great if that's all it was these days? A lipstick that looked like, you know, who knows what. Now it's literally right there in your face. As I said, a BDSM teddy bear with a child, which is absolutely disgusting. You know, you wonder how many executives at Balenciaga are on Epstein's plane. So she said there are no mistakes in advertising. That the layers that these advertising campaigns go through at companies like Balenciaga, just to get into magazines like Vogue and the like, are layer upon layer upon layer, approval process after approval process after approval process. So for Balenciaga to now go ahead and sue its production company for $25 million, this is literally trying to pretend that it didn't know anything about this. That's totally false. I looked at some of these pictures. There's another picture with a kid standing in his bedroom. And the New York Post had actually tipped me off on this. And I can go through the disgusting symbols, the demonic memorabilia that is strewn throughout this kid's bedroom. And you wonder what the heck is going on here. So he's got the red Balenciaga sneakers on. Red is the sign of the devil. Okay, you might say that's a stretch unless you saw the whole thing. There is a roll of tape that is on the ground. And it's crime scene tape, orange crime scene tape with the words Balenciaga on it. The only problem is Balenciaga spelled wrong. It's B-A-A-L. Well, B-A-A-L, Baal, is the ancient fertility god. The Middle Eastern Canaanites were worshiping, and the Canaanites were infamous for sacrificing children. So if you believe Gloria Steinem that there's no mistakes in advertising, then you got to believe that somebody knew that Balenciaga was spelled wrong on the crime scene tape, which is just bizarre to have crime scene tape in a child's bedroom. And lo and behold, in that picture, what do they have? They've got all the way down in the corner that same teddy bear that was in that same picture with the padlock across its neck. And then if you look into the background of this photo, there's a child's drawing of what appears to be a demonic creature. It looks to me like it is literally the devil. So none of this is by mistake. All of it was designed to garner attention, which it did. Now, did it backfire? You know, the old saying is there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't know whether it backfired or not. I don't know what sales of Balenciaga are going to do or not. My guess is that if some fancy mom wants to still go buy a Balenciaga, she's going to still do it. I would not shop at this store anymore. You know, all the rappers made Balenciaga famous because they were wearing the shoes, the clothing. My 13-year-old son, we were at the mall. He wanted me to go into Balenciaga with him. This is before this scandal had unfolded. He wanted me to go in with him so he could look at the clothing in the store. Because all the rappers are wearing this kind of clothing. So, you know, they know exactly what they're doing when it comes from a marketing perspective. And then when you look at this picture with all of these items strewn throughout the floor, the rug that the kid is standing on almost looks like a Ouija board. Literally, it looks like a Ouija board. The lettering and fonts are basically the same. And then there's a hoodie on the floor that looks like a satanic hood that devil worshipers would most certainly worship. Now, the problem with all of this is you wonder, how deep does it all go? Well, the company that owns Balenciaga also owns, and I believe it is Balenciaga, Bottega Veneta, which Lord knows I've spent some money on bags at Bottega Veneta, Gucci, Alexander McQueen, and Yves Saint Laurent. Look, those are some high-end brands. Those are some expensive brands. The company that owns Balenciaga owns those brands too. As my friend pointed out to me, how deep does this go? How many executives from those brands were on an Epstein flight log? To me, it's disgusting. And now here's the other part of all of this. I believe there is a push underway within the Democrat Party, as I've told you before, to destroy America from within. If you look at Rules for Radicals, the book written by Saul Alinsky, talks about the giant plan to dismantle America so they can rebuild it in a socialist, communist fashion. This is what they would do. They let criminals out of prison. Well, it's not just criminals now they're letting out of prison. They're letting pedophiles out of prison too. Is it a coincidence that we're now learning that hardcore child molesters are being let out of prison after serving just a few months and in some cases only a few days? And I go to the study done by the Daily Mail out in California where they literally proved it. 365 of 7,000 pedophiles who did horrible things to kids under 14 years old, 365 of them served less than 12 months, 7,000 of them were all released the same year, so less than 12 months. The 365 were convicted of continuous sexual abuse, 39 cases of sodomy, and they were let out with less than a year under their belt in prison. So now you take the rules for radicals letting out violent criminals. You take the rules for radicals, now they're letting out child molesters. This is about the destruction of our society. This is about wreaking havoc on the people. Why else would you do something like this? And then we hear from the mainstream media that, oh, no, don't be mean to child molesters. Don't be angry with pedophiles and child predators. They're just have a mental disorder. So we have to have tolerance for them and nurture them back into society. Screw that. You know what? If you got a kid listening right now, I'm not even going to say the F word. I can't even do it even on a podcast. I know a lot of people do. But I was going to say F that. I'm not doing it. You lay hands on my kid, it is game over. That I promise you. There is going to be no coming back from that. My 13-year-old son, you put hands on him in any way, shape, or form. So I love the idea of putting child molesters into prison, and I'm going to say it. Because prisoners, there's even a code of honor in there, and they give the child molesters what they have coming to them. Put them in there, let them out. The problem is, in most of these prisons now, they put the child molesters in protective custody, and they live a life alone. So if you don't believe me that California's letting child molesters out early, I'm going to tell you the case of these a 48-year-old who was convicted of continuous sexual abuse in 2015. He was let out after just 2 days in prison, according to the Daily Mail. He was given 5 years probation. Who cares? Here's what happens. The Daily Mail finds this guy through Megan's List. He lives one block from a Montessori school daycare center and three blocks from an elementary school. After serving 2 days in prison for continuous sexual abuse of a child, what are these radical Democrats thinking? What goes through your mind to think you want to let a predator back on the streets to come after our children? And this is the party half of America supports? This is the party where they get their big money from Hollywood and the fashion industry. And what have we seen coming out of Hollywood and the fashion industry? Sex trafficking, child molestation, debauchery. It's the worst. Conservatives need to take back over the whole country. Okay? They absolutely do. So as I look at this, there were cases of sodomy, rape, and guess what? They were given similar short sentences. It is terrifying, it is shameful, and it is dangerous for our children. And it is up to us to say enough is enough. This tolerance of pedophiles has absolutely got to go. It's disgusting. All right, coming up in just a second, we are going to talk about this geofencing, which if you own a cell phone, you're going to have to listen up to this story. But first, I want to tell you about Patriot Cigars. It's the only cigar I smoke now, and it's not just because they're a sponsor. I'm telling you, the Torpedos that I smoke are the smoothest, most perfectly bodied smoke. So, you know, some people say full-bodied. Sometimes that means a little stronger. They have full-bodied cigars. My Torpedo is perfectly bodied, is what I like to call it. Doesn't leave a taste in my mouth, which is amazing to me. And I just absolutely love it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mypatriotcigars.com. That is mypatriotcigars.com. Promo code Stinchfield, okay, to get 15% off. You get free shipping on orders over $100. Every full box of 20 cigars purchased, you get a $10 e-gift card. So every time you buy a box of cigars, you're going to get the next box for cheaper. Patriot Cigars, I promise you, gives you a premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots like you will never have before. Great price. But even more than that, I want you to know they're handmade cigars with the best aged tobacco. As I like to say, like President Trump would say it, Nicaragua has to offer. MyPatriotCigars.com, MyPatriotCigars.com. Remember, Stinchfield, that's the promo code, STINCHFIELD, for 15% off. And don't forget, folks, Christmas is coming, so please go to GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com, subscribe to the podcast, get your Stinchfield's Army gear there, and tell your friends and family about this program, this podcast. Watch it, subscribe to it, please. It helps. All right, geofencing. You know what this is? This is your phone, okay? Google, the cell phone companies, are tracking your every move with this cell phone. There is nothing private anymore. So I saw a story that came out from all the information following January 6th. So the FBI apparently put an absolute dragnet out over the 4-acre area from the Capitol and the surrounding areas between 2:30 and 6:30 on January 6th, 2020. They came back with 1,535 users, many of them innocent people, if not all of them. You know how I know? Because the data they came up with from tracking people's cell phones during that time led to about 100 pieces of evidence used in 100 charging documents. So out of the 1,535, only 100 were used. So the 1,435, the FBI's looking at them and they didn't do anything. They were caught up in a dragnet, innocent people now being targeted by the FBI. I think this is trouble. I think it's an invasion of privacy. Here's how it works. The cell phone companies use cell phone towers to triangulate your position. At worst, they come up with about 3/4 of a mile radius of where you could be. At best, they get it pretty close. Google, though, which is what's amazing to me, and really if you look at the details here, which is so scary, Google actually uses Wi-Fi, uses cell phone towers, uses Bluetooth. And they admit to using Bluetooth. So what does that mean? Does that mean they're recognizing when your Bluetooth somehow sees another Bluetooth and they know where that one is, where you are, and then the computer figures out exactly where you are? Maybe. Wi-Fi, you're at the Capitol. What Wi-Fi networks are you using? It sees when you're connecting to a certain Wi-Fi network someplace that's on your phone, but you haven't actually said yes to connect. And here's how I know it's nefarious. Because one of the January 6th defendants had actually put his phone on airplane mode, okay? Well, I mean, there's nothing like telling law enforcement, I don't want you following me, I'm going to put it on airplane mode because I might be up to something. And then trying to delete your location history, which this defendant did. But guess what? Google had all of it anyway. Whether it was on airplane mode and whether he tried to delete it, Google had it. So you cannot escape this phone tracking you. It is frightening. So in 2020, the FBI put out 11,000 warrants for these geofencing dragnets, which would literally expose people with no criminal activity whatsoever. Google hands the data over. No pushback. Nothing. Your data goes to them. It's one thing to say, I want the data for this person. Because this person we believe is a suspect. You take it to a judge. You say why you think he's a suspect, why you think it's needed. It's another to say, hey, I think there was a suspect in this whole group of people. I need all the data and I want to just start looking at people and a fishing expedition. It's not supposed to be how our judicial system works. It is scary. The privacy implications are severe. And the collateral damage could be very, very great from something like this. So clearly, this is something we are going to keep an absolute eye on. Folks, I want to tell you about Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com is the place to go to move some money into precious metals. It's important that you do this now with the economy going the way it's going. 855-322-GOLD is the number to call them at. 855-322-GOLD. I know the guys there. I trust them. And I've been telling all of you, start hoarding gold. Don't think of it necessarily as an investment. Think of it as a safety and security net, a privacy insurer, and an inflation hedge that's going to protect you from government overreach, where government clearly has a war on cash going on. So you start hoarding gold. You start keeping it in your safe. Bury it in your backyard. Buy as much of it as you can, and it will provide you with safety and security. MidasGoldGroup.com is the website, MidasGoldGroup.com. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. Make sure you pay them a visit. And again, don't forget GrantStinchfield.com for Stinchfield's Army gear, GrantStinchfield.com to subscribe to the podcast and spread the word as well. All right, I told you I would talk about Venezuela. This is a country that I feel so sad for in many respects. So Venezuela was a vibrant country that really engaged in capitalism, and then it went down the road of socialism. And this rich, wealthy nation, which had millions of rich, wealthy people in it, decided to go down the road of communism and socialism. What's the first thing they do? They confiscate your firearms. Then they start to take all the businesses and they start to seize property because they didn't have a constitution like ours, even though our constitution is trying to be literally decimated. And the reason they're decimating our constitution in the United States is so they can go down the same road that Venezuela did. Government starts to take your property. Now government puts it out where you can't even sell property anymore because nobody wants to buy it because they're so afraid of what the government's going to do. Last thing anybody wants to do is spend $500,000 or $1 million on a piece of commercial property only to worry that in a year or two the government's going to take it, which happened all over Venezuela. So what happens? You get an opposition group that rises up in the early 2000s, maybe even a little bit before that. You have the dictators that are taking over Venezuela. One of the opposition leaders was Leopoldo López, okay? This guy is now the opposition leader to Nicolas Maduro, but he does not live in Venezuela. He got out of there as quick as he could after he got out of prison, by the way. And I don't believe this man was guilty of anything. But the dictatorial government of Venezuela put him in prison. So let me run down his little plight here. In 2004, when he starts to gain popularity, he's really pushing back against this overreach and tyrannical government and the oppression that Venezuela is laying down, changing their country from a capitalist country to a socialist communist country. In 2004, they go after him. They charged him with nepotism and misappropriation of funds. He was a mayor of a city in Venezuela. They never convicted him of anything, but they disqualified him from office for 6 years. How convenient, right? The strongest voice for freedom in Venezuela, they disqualify from office for 6 years. Does this sound familiar at all to what President Trump is going through? Then in 2014, Leopoldo López gets arrested for arson and conspiracy. Now, do you think this man, mayor of a town, comes from a wealthy family, once wealthy family in Venezuela, was guilty of arson and conspiracy? No. But he was at protests where people lit some things on fire, apparently, and they imprisoned him, not for arson and conspiracy, but they imprisoned him for, you ready for this? Inciting violence. What are they trying to put President Trump in prison for? Inciting violence. Inciting the January 6th tour goers. I don't even consider them rioters. A few of them were, not all of them. President Trump didn't incite violence. He wasn't engaging in arson or conspiracy, just as Leopoldo López was not inciting violence and he was not engaging in arson and conspiracy, but they sentenced Leopoldo López 13 years and 9 months in prison. They want him out of the way. This is what they are doing to President Trump. So I've got some audio from him that I want to play and I want to go through it. For 3 years, he went and served that prison sentence. They let him out, put him under house arrest. He finally gets out from house arrest, I don't know, like 2018, 2019. They want to throw him back into prison. They put him back in house arrest. Yada, bing, bada, boom, bada, bang. In 2020, he says, I'm running the risk of going to prison for the rest of my life because he's continuing to speak out against Nicolas Maduro, who is an evil, evil man with his thumb on the citizens. And he flees to Spain. He leaves Venezuela in exile. But do you think that stopped him from speaking out? And I want to play this clip where he went in front of the European Parliament to talk about what's happening in Venezuela, what's happening in Sudan, what's happening in other countries, and why it matters for countries that believe in democracy, representative government, that believe in freedom. No country believes in it like Americans do, or should I say no country believes in it like half of Americans do. But his speech was, boy, you know, when you think about it, it's chilling is what it is, because it reminds me of what the left is now trying to do to President Trump. And it certainly reminds me of what happened in Venezuela looks and feels like what's happening here in the United States. This is Leopoldo Lopez.
Why a dictator like Nicolás Maduro, who is being investigated by the International Criminal Court, who is a thug and a corrupt individual that has taken our country to misery, taking more than 7 million people of a population of 30 million people, that is 25% of our country, out of our country. Why is he still in power? Some people say because of the military. Other people say because of the natural resources that Venezuela has. Other people even say that it's because of the opposition that doesn't have the capacity to unite. I believe that those all might be some reasons, but there is one reason above all.
All right, before we get to his one reason of all, I want to talk about what he just said there. Nicolas Maduro, the evil dictator in Venezuela, has chased 7 million people out of Venezuela. That is a refugee crisis. That is more people than fled Syria and Afghanistan, fleeing a socialist country. They're not fleeing a war there. They're not fleeing chemical weapons there. What they're fleeing is socialism and oppression. Everyone in America should take notice of the 7 million people that have left Venezuela because of the tyrannical overreach of its government. If you don't think it's going to happen here, you are wrong. We're worried about immigration to this country. If the Democrats get their way, I'm worried about the immigration and fleeing of America. And you know what? I will fight to the death to keep this country free and strong. But there will be a lot of people that flee. Just look at what happened in Greece when they started taxing all the rich people. What happened? Everyone in Greece left. All the rich people did. And then Greece had no money to pay the bills. They had to change their ways. They learned with tough love. So what is that one reason that Leopoldo Lopez, the opposition leader to Nicolas Maduro, is talking about to the European Parliament?
And I am absolutely certain that this is what other countries are also facing. We are not facing Nicolás Maduro. We are also facing Xi Jinping from China. We are facing Putin from Russia. We are facing Turkey. We are facing Belarus. We are facing the countries that are building an autocratic network that have decided to crush democracy and to impose a new model, the model of autocratic hybrid regimes.
You hear what he's saying? All of us, the world faces these tyrants like Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, Xi Jinping in China, the leader of North Korea, the little turtle up there, people like Vladimir Putin. These are the people that the world faces that is a threat to democracy across the globe. It is certainly a threat to freedom across the globe. And he expounds on that.
So we believe that the first thing that we need to do to promote democracy is to unite. To unite the pro-democracy and freedom fighters from Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America. To understand that the fight in Africa, in Nigeria, in Sudan, in Venezuela is the same fight. To understand that losing a square kilometer or a square meter of democracy in Sudan or in Venezuela brings autocracy closer to the European Union and to the United States. These are some initiatives that we are pulling together, and we don't want to stay just in talking about the problem. We want to.
So you see what he's saying is that we are all in this together. Now, I'm not saying continue to send gobbles and googles and crazy amounts of money, oogles of money. I don't even know what the word is. You know what I'm talking about. Lots of money. I'm not saying send it to all those countries. I'm not saying send troops to all those countries. But we've got to understand that when evil forces take over these countries and they send the people fleeing, where do the people want to come? They want to come here. And the radical Democrats are fully willing to exploit those people, put them on the government dime. Those people are running right from one situation into the same situation if the Democrats get their way. So in many respects, Nicolas Maduro out of power in Venezuela, and somehow Venezuela finding a way back to freedom. And remember, this isn't like the Middle East. Middle East, you have countries, I don't believe they're ever going to handle democracy. Iraq was a great example of that. Iraq was an example that Saddam Hussein, for as bad and evil guy as he was, the people of Iraq lived better off than they did trying to push democracy on that nation. To be a democratic nation, a representative democracy like we are here in the United States, it takes exceptional people. You've got to be honest in many respects. It only works when you have people that are honest, hardworking people. And it takes smarts because freedom is not easy, right? But in the end, it brings great riches to not just the people, but also the poor. Capitalism is the only system that has moved people out of poverty, at least into the middle class, and many much higher than that. Capitalism is the only way to do it. So what he's saying is, be warned. It's coming to the United States soon.
Do we want to promote the strengthening of pro-democracy movements in our countries? We're going to give them the tools, the capacity to organize, the capacity to communicate, the capacity to receive support from Europe, the United States, and other countries, and especially the capacity to be hopeful and to be optimistic about the struggle for freedom. So we need to fight this fight for freedom, which is a struggle that has cost many lives, has cost many people that are not today with us, with the optimism of knowing that we are in the right side of history, that we are right to promote democracy and freedom all over the place. Thank you very much.
God bless that guy. Of course, he brings up, we need support from the United States. That's what everybody does around the globe. But beyond that, do you see now why Nicolas Maduro wanted that guy out? Why Chavez wanted him imprisoned? Wanted him out of the way, no fight. That's the guy that would inspire the people. Heck, he inspired me to fight even harder in the United States, even though I'm fighting as hard as I can. I guess I could fight harder. You need to fight harder. We all need to fight harder. Stinchfield's army, we come together. Let's fight even harder. Because right now, we certainly feel like we're under the gun. I'm not going to say the Democrats are winning, but with Joe Biden in control, man, oh man, it sure feels like they've got the upper hand on us. Which is why we only have to gather strength even more than we have. I hope this guy is successful in his fight for freedom. Leopoldo Lopez is a real inspiration for freedom across the globe. All right, folks. That's going to do it for this episode. It's always great having you with me. Please, I mean it when I tell you, if you can spread the word on this, give me a like if you're watching the video. Follow me on Rumble and YouTube. And of course, subscribe to the podcast. It's so important. Apple or Spotify, those download numbers give me more credit, street credit with Apple and Spotify to get this podcast pushed out and our voices heard. So GrantStinchfield.com is a great resource to go and get all the links to the places to subscribe. And then, of course, you can watch and listen to the podcast right there as well. And their Stinchfield's Army gear would make a great Christmas gift. Stinchfield's Army gear. Go to GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com. And don't forget, folks, Stinchfield's Army rolls. Thanks to all of you.